B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Line and knock them down. You're an incredibly skilled player. This shouldn't be too much to ask.
Jamie Lynch, shooting guru.
Yeah, damn right.
Now, before we get back to the phone,
this is very exciting.
Yeah, we got to give a shout out to our guy who's wearing the green Pete Rose jersey here, right outside of Xfinity Live. One of the wonderful street vendors. He's got the pretzels, right? You love the pretzel, the ice cold water, cheaper on the outside. But don't open it. Bring it inside. He just gave Jamie blue Slurpee.
It's a blue raspberry frozen Slurpee. Talk about cooling you down. This is a fine item.
I've never seen Jamie happier. This surpasses the day your child was born.
Don't you dare say that. Skylar might be listening right now.
No, I'm serious. I think you're happier than the day your child was born.
It's pretty cold and refreshing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so Jamie Lynch.
Plus, blue raspberry, I think, is one of the most slept on flavors out there.
Yeah, I agree.
I had this conversation with Trey this morning about sodas because he grabbed a ginger ale, and I went, you know what? The ginger ale's very disrespected in the soda world.
Well, that's a big hangover soda for me.
I associate it with being sick, saltine, yes, and ginger ale from growing up. But I think the most slept-on soda in the world, the orange soda.
I don't think that's slept on. Who sleeps on the orange soda?
It's not standard. You don't see it everywhere.
I do.
And
if I get soda, I normally go with the orange.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow, I think you're in the minority there.
I guess so. All right, listen to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington,
What's
Philadelphia.
What's your favorite soda flavor, man? 610.
Can I finish?
I'm sorry.
Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting outside of the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're broadcasting outside of Xfinity Live, Bully's Pub, facing Citizens Bank Park. If you want to stop by, get some FanFest tickets, all you got to do is stop by, say hi, and we'll give you a pair. Are you enjoying your Slurpee?
It's majestic.
Wow, man. You want me to just talk the rest of the show?
Yeah, I'm just...
I got one here, too. Here, you can have mine, too.
Yeah.
Here, have mine.
Give me all the sugar.
He gave me one as well, so there...
I've been up since 3:15 in the morning, man. Give me all the sugar.
Okay. Let's go to Lamar in Philly. Lamar, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, guys? First time,
hey, Lamar.
Carlo.
Thanks for calling me.
Oh, welcome, Lamar.
Hey, man. So great topic. Great show you guys had today. So let's talk a little bit, Ben, about Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
He has to do the best thing he can do at what he do. As an NBA player, you have to do what you do. Work on your game with no remorse to anybody. Even though the city needs starting for the championship, he has to do better for himself. A jump shot, we sound like the opposition, man. We slandered this guy's name last year. He just lost in the quadruple corny shot. And then it's like, after the game, we talk about, you know, a jump shot. Like, come on, man. It should have been a second episode of the AI, you know, we talking about practice. It's ridiculous. We going to run this guy out of the... I'm glad he signed 170 because it's like, come on, man. He's got everything 17,
he's,
7, and 8.
He's an Aussie. He's tough.
Yeah, and he only improved after year one. I don't give me this bogus, he's actually in the league for the third year. No, he was hurt. He didn't play. He didn't get playing experience. He improved after year one. Year two was better than his first season. And now
absolutely,
he should improve in year three. If he doesn't improve in year three, then we can have some more conversations. But I thoroughly believe that he will improve in his third season and will shut a lot of people up.
And I pray for the city of Philadelphia and for Ben Simmons. You know, we can get over this 3-point conversation because I agree with you guys. The willingness, he has to be willing to take his man to the rack. If he do that and hit his free throws consistently, we shouldn't have no problem. But if I had to ask, you know, answer you guys' question on the topic at hand, Carson Wentz has a championship. He has a ring. Let's not forget.
But
that.
He doesn't. He does,
no,
but he doesn't. You know what I mean? He's got to do it himself. No. He watched his backup almost do it twice.
To him, the thing, he had a magical season before the freak accident.
Absolutely. MVP. He should have still been the MVP, to be honest with you, because Brady got it once, and I think Montana got it once for 12 and 11 games, respectively. I think Carson got hosed that year. He still should have been the MVP.
Absolutely. I just thank you guys for having me. First time calling.
Yeah, thanks for checking in, man. Don't be a stranger.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow because Jamie and I will be back on tomorrow. Now, I have a tweet that we have to get into. And this doesn't even have to do with the topic at hand. We got one open line, 610-632-0975.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
Remember how earlier today you brought up the Dodgers jerseys that we saw? You saw an Andre Ethier.
Yeah.
You saw
that was a jersey.
You saw D. Gordon. It's like, listen, you have the best lineup in all of baseball right now.
I would have purchased a Cody Bellinger jersey last year if I was a Dodgers fan. That guy is so money.
But there's all, you know, you got Max Muncy, you got Jock Peterson, who, think about this, Jock Peterson, there was a report that they could trade him for a top pitcher. So they have a guy who they're willing to trade who has over 20 home runs for you. Like, that's, and they can not miss a beat.
Well, they can do that because they probably have a guy in AAA or AA that can step right up and fill.
They got A.J. Pollock back. They got all kinds of guys. Verdugo.
Verdugo's a good player.
Yeah.
Did A.J. Pollock forget how to play center field the other night on the Bryce Harper hit?
Yeah, that was an in-between hop right there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play that safe there in that situation. You got to take the hopper and just keep it in front of you.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it worked out for the Phillies. Right? Yeah, it did work out for the Phillies, but Bryce got a little lucky on that one.
So my point bringing that up is somebody tweeted us 30 minutes ago named Timmy. He goes,
Timmy!
Is the Dodgers Chase Utley jersey still to be worn a violation or a loophole? But so I asked him.
It's a troll move if you're a Dodgers
fan.
That's
a violation.
No.
And wear it here in the Citizens Bank.
I asked him.
Because that's painful.
Because he says asking for a friend. And you know, normally when they say that, it's them.
Yeah, he's got that.
I go, are you wearing it as a Phillies fan? He goes, yes, my friend is a Phillies fan. So it is a total violation to wear Dodgers blue.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, so this guy.
Why wouldn't he just wear a Phillies jersey?
Exactly. He went out and purchased a Chase Utley Dodgers jersey to support Chase.
I'm offended.
You can't wear Dodger blue.
Timmy. Come on, man. Better.
Full disclosure, I have a Dodgers jersey in my closet.
Do you who? Jackie?
Jackie Robinson.
That's awesome. No, that is a jersey that gets a pass in every fan base across America.
You can't go a Chase Utley jersey for the Dodgers if you're a Phillies fan.
I feel personally attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially if he wore it to the game, like, you're trolling.
You can't do that.
Stop. Everybody's got a Chase Utley jersey buried in a drawer somewhere.
I told him that it's a violation to have worn it when, like, he's saying, like, if he can wear it right now. It was a violation if he wore it when Chase was playing.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
You can't wear that
when the
thing.
Phillies were out of it, I would pull for Chase. I wouldn't pull for the Dodgers, but I was pulling for Chase.
Yeah,
a
you were
bit.
Hoping he did what? Did you stand for him when he hit that home run in Citizens Bank Park? Were you applauding?
I was at that game.
Were you really?
Yeah. I think I was in standing room only, so I was already standing.
Did you applaud?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like a...
When he hurts your team like that.
Not like a massive one, but like a... It's my guy, Chase.
I'm out on you.
By the way, Stark...
That's a violation.
I hear you. Stark earlier today, and this is going to be an interesting topic as it's Hall of Fame induction weekend.
Yeah.
Who's got the best shot of Howard, Utley, and Rollins to make the Hall?
Because Jimmy Rollins.
I agree.
He has the best... He's some of the best numbers as a shortstop.
I agree. I think Jimmy Rollins is the clear-cut favorite
and
to
I think
make
he's
it.
Totally slept on out of those three.
Absolutely, and that's why I brought it up, because Jason Stark said he thinks Jimmy Rollins as well. And congrats again to Jason. He's getting inducted this weekend as the media member. But that's going to be an interesting one, because I think they're going to be up here on the ballot in... Jimmy might be a year or two away.
Yeah. I don't think
not that far behind.
I don't think Ryan Howard makes it. He didn't have...
No, because the Phillies screwed him over.
We went over this on Saturday.
It's a Phillies fault. And look, I understand what Jim Thome meant to this team and the city and to the stadium and putting butts in the seats. But the Phillies, if they were able to identify what they had in Ryan Howard...
He could have put up Hall of Fame numbers. Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. They prevented him from being a Hall of Famer, because that's 2 to 3 years. If he had come up at 24 and did what he did at 27, he probably has a pretty good Hall of Fame case.
I would go J-Roll 1, Utley 2, Howard 3. And Howard 3, I don't think he gets into the Hall of Fame.
Look at that, man. We agree.
Wow.
Good times.
I'm happy for you. Let's go to Andy in the Northeast. Andy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
what's
Andy?
Up, Andy?
Hey, Ben Simmons and my man Carson Wentz. I love them both to death.
So do I.
But Ben Simmons is under more scrutiny. He's
scrutiny,
under
maybe,
national.
But pressure?
Yeah, pressure, definitely. Everybody in the country knows Ben needs a jump shot. Even Doris Burke was, you know, coming at him at that Toronto game, saying he needs to come back with a jump shot. The whole country's looking at him. You know, Dudley's calling him out, saying, you know, we ain't got to worry about him. He ain't got no jump shot.
Yeah, Dudley needs to lose some weight in his face.
Yeah, but Jared Dudley was right.
No, yeah. I hear you. I'm just taking a shot.
The guy has to come back with a jump shot. I believe he's going to come back better. I know his free throw percentage is going to go up. And he's a workaholic.
He really is, and he gets a bad rap. A lot of people out there say, oh, he doesn't work at it. He doesn't want to get better.
He's dating Kendall Jenner.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Just go follow the dude on Instagram. You'll see him in the gym every single day.
And that's why he's going to get better.
I believe.
But he still has all that pressure, because if he doesn't, we're going to lose our minds.
But let me ask you this. If Carson Wentz never hoists a Lombardi, what is his career?
Carson is awesome. See, the whole thing is, Carson, they're not questioning Carson's talent.
No, but he's got to get it done. He's the highest paid quarterback in the league. His backup 1A title.
Quarterback in the league. I love my quarterback. Leave him alone.
Exactly, Andy. I hear you, man.
great call, Andy.
I love Carson, too.
But you keep on bringing up this, he's got a hoist the Lombardi trophy.
Yes, because his backup set the precedent.
But the question is this year.
It's this year, next year, or the following year.
All right, so if he doesn't win a Super Bowl this year,
he has to prove that he can stay healthy.
Yes.
Because he just got paid as the top guy in the league.
Just like Ben Simmons, he's approved that he can take a slight jump shot.
I hear you, but there's no more pressure position in sports than the quarterback, so I win.
Well, Jason Martinez would say, goaltender.
Hey, look, Carter Hart's a fair one. I think I would put him third in town and then probably Bryce fourth. But Carter Hart, unfortunately, came to a city starved for a certain position that he plays, and with that comes expectations and pressures. And look, we all know how desperate the Flyers are for that exact position.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pressure that comes with that
one. A lot of pressure on him, too.
But I don't think it's close.
More than Bryce Harper, more than anybody on the Phillies.
Yeah, I agree. I think it goes Carson 1, Ben 2, Carter Hart 3, Bryce Harper 4.
All right, this one's all yours. Mike and KOP. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
This is all yours. I'm not calling him a guy.
I love you, Mike.
So anyway, I think Benson's too stupid to know that he's got that much pressure on him.
Oh, my God. It's all yours, Jamie. It's all. I don't love you anymore. I think he's a very intelligent guy.
No, he was too dumb to know Kendall Jameson. How am I supposed to think he's going to know he's got all the pressure on him?
Hey, so. Now why you got to be offensive?
Because, how
Mike, if Kendall Jenner came around, either of us flaunting that thing, we'd turn into puddles, too.
I have a beautiful wife. I'm not sure.
So do I, but, Kendall Jenner's a beautiful woman.
Let's be really honest here. Carson Wentz came into the league, but he wouldn't come into the league with everybody saying he was a generational talent, right?
Exactly,
And Ben Simmons is supposedly supposed to be this superstar player, and of course he's got pressure on him. And you know what? I want to say this to defend everybody that calls in and hates on Ben Simmons. We are sick and tired of hearing all the things that he can do, except for shoot. This is a shooting league, and this idiot can't shoot. So we're tired. Right.
He's already an all-star without shooting.
I can't be calling the guy an idiot.
Yeah,
come on, dude.
Yeah.
The guy has a flaw in his game. He's not an idiot because he doesn't take a jump shot.
Yeah, look, if I was to make the case for him not shooting, it would be what Elton said with us the other day. The guy always wants to make the right play. Is the right play him shooting a jump shot if he has no confidence in it?
It should be sometimes.
Occasionally, I don't disagree with you. Majority of the time, no, it's not the right play.
Yeah, but he has to take that next step by being able to take a jump shot.
He knows that.
Well, according to Mike, he's an idiot.
No. He knows that.
Yes. That's why he's in the gym working on it every single day.
But that's why he hired one of the most respected shooting coaches.
That's why he has so much pressure. Because you got ass faces like this guy Mike, who calls in and is miserable all the time. He's going to call in every single night.
Ben Carson Wentz
jump shot.
Never carries a Lombardi down Broad Street. Mike will be calling in and saying Carson Wentz was the most overhyped what could have been ever.
Is he going to call him an idiot like he calls
Maybe.
Ben an idiot?
Maybe.
I mean, that's disrespectful.
Maybe if he wants to spend so much time hunting with Mike Trout in Millville. But he'd win a Lombardi.
Mike Trout's doing just fine with all his hunting.
Yeah, you mean modern-day Mickey Mantle?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good at the baseball.
Let's go to Joe in Uptown. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So I had kind of mixed feelings about this because, Carson Wentz, no question, he's under the pressure because, Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. So if he don't get that, he's always going to be, criticized. But Ben Simmons is he was given this title since day one that he's like super great in the comparisons with LeBron. And it's like LeBron's first three years, is that fair? Was wrong saying LeBron didn't make the playoffs his first 5 years. He made the championship his third year, 27-27-31. And it's like Ben Simmons, he's content with his game. What I see with Carson Wentz, he will go out and try new things on the football field. I mean, if he's lacking in something, he's going to try to do it. Ben Simmons won't do it. And it's like you're getting all this money, and you got these LeBron comparisons, and people love you and call you good. And you play with another all-star. He has to do something, man.
But, to your point, I don't think it's fair to lob those expectations on somebody before ever seeing them play a game in the NBA. But, it's a lot of talking heads. Yeah, I hear you, and they did. But that's talking heads. Does that, really matter? That's what we expect as fans, as analysts. But, that's not fair to Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons didn't ask for that. You know?
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? So, he knows he's got to get better. It's not like he's in denial of this.
Yeah, but if he doesn't get better, that's when people start hating him even more.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll totally understand why they do.
Yes, and that's my thing. It's like, I just feel like, I do think you want to get better, but like I said with Carson Wentz, when he's lacking in something, he'll go on the football field and try it. Like, Ben, all these videos you shooting jump shots, and I need to see it on the court. You get what I'm saying? Like, I need to see it, man.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no denying that they both have immense amounts of pressure on them this year. I just think Carson's is title or bust, and Ben Simmons is show me a jump shot. One's a lot easier to do than the other.
Yeah, but it's not title or bust this season.
But
at least you haven't brought it up that way.
I mean, Jason Peters is probably going to retire. We don't know what Andre Diller did. Malcolm Jenkins, you have no idea what's going to go on with him. When you project 2-3 years down the line, this is a damn important year because the Eagles are stacked. On paper, you got Lewis Riddick, who's a great football mind out there, who I respect a lot, says they're in a chance here for the next 3 years to dominate the NFC.
He thinks they're going to Carson will win MVP this year.
Yeah.
So does guys like Daniel Jeremiah.
That's
they
the
think
expectation.
Carson Wentz will MVP.
That's the expectation of him. And if he doesn't hoist the Lombardi in his career, and look, this year is a great year. There's not many years as an Eagles fan that you can count on your hand where you said they have Lombardi aspirations this year without a doubt. That is this year. And Carson Wentz is the most important thing to that happening.
That's a good point.
Well, I mean, we're both right, ultimately. Yes. It's just what you believe. You can't deny they both have immense amount of pressure.
I just also don't think that Carson Wentz will be hated.
It's fair.
Ben Simmons will be hated.
The honeymoon will officially be over by Christmas if we don't see a next step in his offense.
Yeah, because it's not like you're going to say, well, after Christmas, we'll be just fine. It's not going to click.
I'm telling you, people are going to be on edge 3 weeks into the season if they don't see anything.
3 weeks? We're about 3 minutes. I'm telling you, dude.
No, the first time that he passes over a wide-open jumper.
I heard Mark bring this up on the morning show. I think it was yesterday, maybe, or it may have been when I was driving in today. We applauded Mark. I didn't because I think that's ridiculous. I think it's stupid.
It was almost Bronx cheer.
People applauded. No. It wasn't Bronx cheer. It was real. People gave Markelle Fultz a standing ovation for missing an open three-point shot. They applauded him for taking it.
Yeah, I know, and that's kind of pathetic.
So if Ben Simmons passes up that open shot, there could be boos. There could be a boo.
There could be. There will definitely be some rumblings.
Think about that. The first home game.
There will definitely be that.
Here we go again.
I don't think it'll be quite boos right away, but there's definitely going to be rumblings.
Yeah.
And he'll hear them.
Nobody's going to yell. Nobody's going to boo Carson Wentz when he throws his first
pick. For his own sake, coming out and attempting shots early. And I'm not even talking three-pointers. 10 to 12 footers.
Yep.
7 to 10 footers.
Aggressiveness.
Whatever it is. Just show it. It's in your best interest if you just show it and miss. And look, it might not be the right basketball play in your mind, but the fan base needs to see it.
Well, we must see it.
Have to, or you'll start to get booed. Just show a willingness to change, and we will accept you.
We don't have the schedule yet, but think about the next morning.
I guarantee you it'll be playing
on sports radio.
Christmas Day again.
Yeah, probably Christmas Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's not the first game. October or November.
Yeah. October. I want to say
late October or early November. But think about the topics the next morning Simmons passes up open looks. All we're going to talk about all day.
Oh, all the screaming hot take artists out there will be blowing gaskets.
But can you blame them?
I have a new hot take guy that I loathe on ESPN.
Who?
The basketball guy. He's a former journeyman player. I forget his name even. Ryan something? Ryan... He does that one show, and anyway, he's awful.
All right.
That's all I got.
Do some research.
Yeah.
You closed your laptop literally two seconds ago.
I think it overheated. It's about to melt.
Ryan Hollins.
Yes, that's it.
Thank you, Patty. Again, I'm not going to take credit for that.
Oh, man, he is annoying.
Let's go to Deshaun in West Philly. Deshaun, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fellas, how's it going?
Hey, Deshaun.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I just called in, man. I think they're both under a lot of pressure.
Oh, no
I,
doubt.
I yeah, think, no doubt. That's the only reason why we're having this conversation.
Right, and you guys kind of stole my thunder when you said you're both right, but Wentz has the weapons around him. But Ben Simmons, 100%, like you said, when Markelle Fultz finally shot, we were just happy that he shot.
Yeah.
But we're title contenders now. If Ben Simmons shoots, we're going to be happy, and we're like, oh, he finally shot. But if he starts missing and he ends up at the end of the season, he's mid-30% to low-30s, we're going to be pissed that Ben Simmons is shooting like that. Then we'll have to wait another few years for Ben to try to actually develop an in-game jump shot. We know he can shoot, but he doesn't have the in-game confidence or in-game shot right now.
Yeah,
so I think Ben is under the most pressure.
Exactly, because if he comes back and is doing the same exact thing as he did last year, I mean, last year he did improve in assets of the game, and we were already complaining about the lack of a jump shot, lack of aggressiveness. He can improve on his assist numbers, his rebounding, all he wants, but if he comes in a year three without a jump shot, without the willingness to attack the basket, nobody's going to care about another point or another rebound, another assist per game.
Exactly. The pressure from the national media and the national fans is one thing, but when you feel the pressure from Philly fans, you'll feel it a lot. And I think it might. Hopefully, it doesn't weigh on them, but I think it might. It might get to them this year.
Yeah, I hear you, Deshaun. I appreciate the phone call, man. 610-632-0975. We've got one open phone line. It's been a good conversation.
It has. It's been healthy because, you know, look, both these guys have fears with them. You know, they both signed their extensions. They're both ready for huge years in their career. And, you know, with big boy contracts comes big boy pressure. And they both got it in a massive way. You know, neither answer is wrong, but it's certainly an interesting conversation.
Well, your answer is wrong.
I mean, you've been wrong all day, but that's fine.
All right, let's go to Joe in Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andrew.
Hey, Joe.
You don't know who it is yet, do you?
No.
It's your boy, Joey.
Oh, what's up?
Listen, man. Ben Simmons, he's not an idiot. He's not an idiot like the other caller was saying.
No, caller was an idiot.
I think Ben Simmons is actually a pretty intelligent dude.
However, I don't think he's smart enough to realize he's right-handed. He's right-hand dominant. He needs to shoot with his right hand.
I don't disagree, but I at this point, it's too late. That one is over.
What do you mean it's over?
He's been working with shooting coaches for 2-3 years now, shooting with his left hand. It's too late.
It looks hideous, and he shoots like hook shots with his right hand. They all go
I know.
In.
When he's around the rim, he wants to shoot right-handed.
It's terrible.
All right, Joe, so who has more pressure? Is it Ben or Carson?
Carson, because Nick Foles won it. So if Carson never wins it, he's not going to live up to the hype. That's all I got.
See, because I know Joe, but I call him Joey, I can call him an idiot because he's wrong.
I'm an idiot.
Thanks, Joe.
Is that one of your boys?
Yeah. College roommate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys never drank some beers together.
No, a lot of stupid things.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We were morons.
A lot of college kids are. I was a moron.
Yeah. No, we weren't smart.
By the way, Mr. Adam Haseley went yard there. Did you hear that bell in the background?
Yeah, I may have heard the Harry Callis.
That ball's out of here. Good, man. I mean, Adam Haseley's a guy you really hope can do something here because guess what? Somebody's got to.
Hey.
Somebody from that farm system's got to step up.
You know what that home run did? Raise this trade stock. 610-632-0975. We got 2 segments left. It's Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas. We're filling in for Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus today and tomorrow.
Gargano and Mertitus middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic.
Welcome back. 1:30. 97.5 The Fanatic. I was just enjoying my salad.
Yeah, I got a wedge salad, which is up there with the Cobb in terms of fat guy salads. You know what I mean?
Why?
We trick ourselves into... Well, because there's blue cheese and bacon and egg. And,
well, I get every salad, but it's healthier than the hamburger with
the Cobb is hands down the greatest salad of all time.
See,
it's not really up for debate.
I'm not a big fruit in my salad guy.
Ah, the apple in the salad's a nice item.
But because it's so damn hot out...
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous.
I thought the apple would be refreshing.
Can I rant for a second? Because a lot of people are tweeting in pictures... And if you're unaware, today's Phillies game is a YouTube-only exclusive broadcast. And this seems to happen every year. The past 2 years...
It happened on Facebook last
year. Yeah, the last 2 years it's happened on Facebook. The quality of the product they force you to watch is garbage. We have people tweeting in pictures of buffering, loading, interrupting the play. If you're going to force us to watch on your internet platforms, get it right. This isn't difficult.
Jamie was just pumping his fist toward the clouds, too.
Yeah.
He's upset.
Like Grandpa Simpson. Old man yells at clouds.
It is stupid because...
Get it right!
It happened last year, too, the Facebook buffering. And I remember trying to watch it at work.
Yeah.
I wasn't even, like, on a subway. Like, I was at our work where we have... Okay, Wi-Fi. And the computer was still buffering.
Yeah, it's a joke. You can't force people to watch it on the platform you're pushing and not have it up to TV standards. End of rant.
Good job.
Hey, YouTube, be better.
Good job.
You're welcome.
All right.
I did that for us. I did it for Philadelphia.
Okay. 610-632-0975. By the way, today's Midday Show Takeover is brought to you exclusively by Sabre On Point, IT solutions for a changing world. Visit sabreonpoint.com and set up your free consultation today. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jackie in Lancaster County. Jackie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi there.
Hey, Jackie.
What's up, Jackie?
I've been a Philadelphia sports fan, bleeding green, for almost 50 years.
Hell yeah.
And why I think that you're kind of even on the pressure on them, I have to pick Carson Wentz. You know, Ben...
That's because you're very intelligent, Jackie. You're a seasoned veteran of the Philadelphia sports scene, and you understand the pressure.
Now, do you know every time somebody has agreed with you today, you've had to point it out?
Yeah. Well, I want them to know that they're right. Jackie,
I want to hear Jackie's
reasons.
The
floor is all yours because you're right. Go ahead.
So, as a Philadelphia fan,
Zot's out. Jackie, you there? Jackie, no!
Jackie! Call back, Jackie. Let's go to John and Villanova. It's because she disagree with me.
You probably hung up on her.
I'm kidding.
You creep. Just like you did to Vinny earlier. Somebody disagrees and you hang up on
her. Here we go. Now you're going to stir that pot.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to John and Villanova. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. So,
hey, John.
Compare Carson Wentz to Ben Simmons here, right? Obviously, Carson had Nick Foles winning the Super Bowl and everything like that. But to me, at the end of the day, what Carson did in weeks 1 through 14, including throwing a touchdown pass on a torn ACL, is more impressive than Nick Foles, who didn't look good in that home Raiders game I was at, who looked okay against Atlanta and then got really hot against Minnesota and then obviously the Super Bowl. I mean,
yes.
Comparing the two, I still feel like Carson overall provided more value in total to the year.
Yes, that's why he should have still won MVP. Jamie and I agree that he should have won MVP that season and not Tom Brady.
Right, exactly. So
because if Nick Foles is the quarterback the whole season, they probably don't make the playoffs. Or they might make the playoffs.
They don't have home field in that one year the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's for sure. That's absolutely for sure. So we know what Carson can do, and what we're hoping is that Carson can be healthy, which ultimately, sure, he can play a little safer, slide more, step out of bounds a second earlier, throw more balls away, but we're asking for him to be healthy, but we know what we can do. What we're asking for Ben Simmons is courage to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's a lot left to ask, so I think there's more pressure on him when you know what Carson can do.
You know, that's a fair point.
Asking Ben to have the guts.
I associated the harder thing with more pressure, but you raise a really good point. The simpler task should have the more pressure because of how simple it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good point. It really is.
I have a quick violation question for you guys.
Absolutely. What do you got?
So, of course, the event happens over August 24th, but is it a violation if one of your best friends invites you to his bachelor party, has you going all into it, all set up, and then at the last second he says, oh, yeah, the fiance and her friends are going to be there. We're doing stuff together the whole time, but you're already in. It's too late. And when it's over, fan fest, is that not a violation?
Ooh, that's a spicy
one. So which one is it? Are you getting married or the other one?
No.
His friend's getting married. So what he did was say, hey, guys, save August 24th for the bachelor party. And then once everybody's committed in all that, he says, oh, yeah, by the way, it's a joint bachelor-bachelorette party.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a Los Angeles fest, too.
Ooh.
How hot are her friends?
It's a fair point. If you're a single man, that could be pretty good. But that's a little bit of a sandbagging move. I'm not going to lie.
I'm on the violation side.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
It's those millennials.
Yeah, you can't pull the rug out from somebody like that. I mean, look, as an older gentleman that still occasionally gets to go to a bachelor party, you throw those on the calendar in yellow highlighter and you go, oh, that weekend's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's something to look for. When it becomes a joint bachelor-bachelorette party,
I'm out.
I mean, I'm not out. I'll be a good team player, but I'll tell you what, my excitement level goes down a lot.
By the way, you brought up FanFest.
Yeah.
Got the timer out?
Right here, August 24th. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
All right, so FanFest is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. It's Saturday, August 24th, right here at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5. Tickets are free, but you have to get a ticket to get in. Now, all of our Fanatic hosts will be here.
I'll be here.
Jamie, you will be here. I'll be here. Sal Powell, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, who you will be with next Saturday.
At Workhorse Brewing out in King of Prussia. Fantasy football show.
Not this Saturday, but the following. Tom McGinnis will be there. Mark Zumoff will be there, so get excited for those. Bikini Beach, created by Elite Landscaping.
With the Hoff, David Hasselhoff.
I can't wait. Special beach feature this year. Hot tubs have been added courtesy of spa and home, so we're looking forward to that as well. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge, all that. I love an escape room. Escape rooms are pretty cool.
I haven't done one yet. I've actually wanted to.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Ron Jaworski golf putting green. That's always a big part of the of FanFest. Everybody's surrounded the putting green.
I could just
green.
Learn how to putt a little better. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you could win something, including a lucky listener will win a football trip for two to Miami with Anthony Gargano.
And me.
You guys are bailing on my wedding. Thanks a lot. Including flight, hotel, cruise, and Miami pregame tailgate and tickets courtesy of phillysportstrips.com. Giving away a Wave Runner courtesy of DHY Motorsports. A trip for four to the happiest place on earth, which is, of course, Disney. There will be a baseball speed pitch.
Hopefully, Carson Wentz is going after this season.
Yeah, that's a good one. My arm might fall off, so I don't think I could do the speed pitch. There will be a wiffle ball challenge done, which I definitely will check
out. I love wiffle ball.
So we'll go there. Casino room with slot machines. That's pretty sweet. That's all courtesy of Holland's True Value. And this is some of the big stuff. The Sixers bringing a half court to play on. The Dunk Squad will be there. Sixers
Those Dunk
dancers.
Squad guys are talented.
The Sixers Drum Squad will be there. Sixers Liberty Bell will be there. Some of our FanFest partners include Family Company Jewelers. I'm a big fan of them. Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army. And thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge Jeep, Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com, and DHY Motorsports. Makes summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports. So that was about, 3 minutes?
Just at the two-minute mark. Pretty impressive job by you.
I was told it was supposed to only take one.
You micro machine man that.
Let's go to Judge in Levittown. Judge, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wait, are you too young to know micro machine?
No, you introduced me to micro machine.
Oh, my God. All right.
Go ahead, Judge.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was a huge micro machine guy.
Yeah, the micro machines are awesome.
I had a whole case with about 100.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Darn right. But on to other things. I called in about the pressure situation, and really I feel I could probably make an argument for both cases.
Absolutely, you can.
Like Ben Simmons, to me, Carson has more pressure. That is my final answer. However, like Ben Simmons, the reason why is because Ben Simmons has Joel Embiid. Carson Wentz is the best player on the team. Joel Embiid is the best player on the Sixers.
Absolutely.
Joel Embiid is the MVP candidate, not Ben Simmons. Carson Wentz is the MVP candidate. So to me, when you're the second best player on your team, there's not as much pressure as the best player on the team.
You're making
and
so
secondly,
much sense.
The Philadelphia Eagles just have so much clout in this area that, I mean, like, really, that's the team that matters. I mean, I love the Sixers. They're my number two squad, don't get me wrong. But if I had to choose one, you know what I mean?
Well, that's because you're right.
And as far as that goes, I do give Carson some credit because you say he's got to hoist the trophy, but he was on the float. He was there. He provided a lot of things for our Super Bowl championship.
Absolutely. It doesn't happen without
him. Already.
Yeah, totally. But he's got to win that big game. You know, he has zero career playoff wins.
Yeah, you're right. I think the problem is I feel like it's a foregone conclusion this guy's going to win an MVP in a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. So do I.
In my mind, that's the way it is. So, like, I'm not even stressing. Like, I'm giving him 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, Ben Simmons,
I just
do
think
give
the
a little
teams,
more pressure to him.
absolutely.
I it's all about Joe to me, the Sixers. Like
it
Ben
is.
Simmons is the third piece on that team, really.
Yeah. Do you have a pair of FanFest tickets?
I would love it. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we got you. We're hooking up.
Because he agrees with you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're right, you get deserve to be rewarded.
Real quick, before we go to
started
break,
raining down
did,
here.
Did you? Yeah, it's pouring outside. Did you see the guys, the three guys? I think they just got inside Xfinity Live. Did you see what they were doing before?
Are they drinking a beer out there?
They're just slowly enjoying their beer in the monsoon that's happening right
well,
now.
It probably feels pretty good after how sweaty I would imagine a lot of people are.
It's dropped to 95 degrees, by
the way. Oh, wow.
But they were just slowly like, oh, so how's your day? Like water cooler, drinking beers, if, but in the pouring rain.
I like rain.
You like sitting in? Like, I don't want my... Like, I'm soaked right now from sweat. I'm not
I don't
want to
go out there right now, but, like, if I have a change of clothes handy, I don't mind the rain at all. Like, if I'm walking the dog and it starts to rain, I'm
yeah,
like...
but they're not... They're about to go into a bar with AC, so they're going to be wet, and then they're probably going to go to the game.
They've probably had a six-pack each. They're probably feeling pretty good.
Okay. All right, we got one segment left. He's Jamie Lynch. I'm Andrew Salchunas.
Oh, got some music.
All right. That's Pat Egan.
Can you name who sings this?
I can't even hear it.
Blame it on the rain, man. You're too young.
No, like I literally couldn't hear it.
There he goes. Blame it on the rain.
All right. I'm Andrew Salchunas. He's Jamie
I'll
Lynch.
Take care of the tip at the bar if you can name who sings this.
Right here on 97.5.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Final segment. Midday show. Jamie Lynch, Andrew Salchunas, and an angry Pat Egan back at the studio. Love you, Pat. In case you guys were wondering, 1 o'clock hours brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com. We got one open line. Mike Missinelli coming your way at 2 o'clock today. We'll say Thursday.
Yeah.
It's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
So general knowledge was yesterday. But Mike Missinelli coming your way at 2 o'clock.
I saw him just giving Adam Haseley, because, you know, he rails on Haseley a little bit for being the slender guy that's not going to have pop. He gave Haseley a little credit for his first career home run today.
Well, on a tweet?
Yeah.
What was the tweet?
I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like, wasn't that supposed to be a ground ball? Just kidding. Congratulations to Haseley on his first pop. Sorry to Club Tyrone or something like that.
Oh.
So nice. Look at that.
Well, Adam Haseley's part of Club Tyrone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm a big Adam Haseley guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope he works out. I have no confidence one way or the other to be like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's my dude.
He's going to be great. See, you guys are all wrong about him.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was a highly touted college prospect, and I hope him the best. And for the Philly's sake, I really hope he works out, because him or Moniak's got to, or the Klentak regime and their drafts are going to come under heavy, heavy scrutiny. Because you see who went right after Mickey Moniak that year?
Nick Senzel.
Yep. And he's up helping the Reds in a pretty big way.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
By the way, we didn't do Bring the Heat today, but if we did, it would have been brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Marcus in Langhorne. Marcus, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How y'all doing? I agree that the pressure's on Wentz. Because of, like you said, Foles won the Super Bowl. And yes, Wentz had a great year, and you don't get it without him getting the home field advantage. But when your backup wins, the pressure is out of control for the reigning guy to come back in. However, I think the city is, and the national media clearly puts more pressure on Ben Simmons. Like, we had a person call in and call the guy an idiot and say that he's content with being what he is. And I just don't understand why someone that's only played 2 years.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yes, he has to add a jump shot. There's no question about that. I will never say he doesn't. But the kid's already,
yeah,
the kid's already right. A very good player.
Yeah.
Like,
he's an all-star in his second year.
Yeah. 25 players in the NBA. 24 players make the all-star team. He did that already.
Yeah. And if he harnesses what is very simple and what you're saying he should do, Look out, because he's got top 10, top 15 potential without blinking an eye.
Exactly, and I've never seen, I'm 30 years old, I've never seen a player as young as him criticize the chastise as fastly and as harshly as it happened.
Yeah, and that's why I say there's more pressure on him, because if he doesn't improve, even with a slight jump shot, he's going to continue to get that criticism. And people are... We had a guy calling him an idiot earlier.
An idiot? Yeah, I know. That's what made me call, because I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it is ridiculous. The Ben Simmons haters go too far. And there's no doubt.
Calling anybody an idiot is wrong, unless I call you an idiot, then it's okay. But...
You're talking about me. You're not talking to the caller.
Yeah, no, I'm talking to Jamie.
All right, yeah, I'll take that.
Well, no, you're letting call the callers an idiot.
Marcus, we appreciate that.
Actually, call Marcus.
I called that Mike guy an idiot because he is an idiot. Like, come on, dude. You're going to call in and say, oh, Ben Simmons is an idiot. That's why he doesn't have a jump shot. Like, come on, dude. Like, that's your reason.
I've battled
it
with Mike many, many times. I don't have the energy today after
that's
sitting
why I say
100 degree
the
heat.
Well, it's down to 90 now.
Yeah, well, you know, thunderstorms came in and cooled it down. You can see the rain dripping off of Clarkie over there.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do people not know that they can't get back in the stadium?
Yeah, a lot of people are leaving the stadium.
It's early.
Look, it's hot and miserable. There's probably a lot of swamp ass going on in there. I get it. So, you know, the uncomfortability is high. So, I get it. Whatever.
Because I see, they're all leaving.
Yeah, and they're coming in here, Xfinity Live, to get some AC. It's very smart of them.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all.
All right, let's close things off with our guy, Karate Mark. KM, what's up, man?
It's the Brown Soonest Show. What it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
What up, Mark?
Been loving the show all day, guys. You guys are sweating. You're bleeping off over there. And we appreciate it over here.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Want to talk a little more? I do believe Ben Simmons has a ton of pressure, but I don't think it even compares with the pressure that Carson has. For example, he watched his backup do the impossible.
Yep.
And where he has the talent, everything on paper, the eye test.
Did we lose you?
Every time he gets
No, I'm still here.
All right. We zapped out for a second.
Carson's potential, Carson's... paper, everything says he can and should have won that Super Bowl. There was one problem. He wasn't on the field.
Yep.
And this team is better than that team that won.
Yep.
Carson has...
He has to win. You're absolutely right.
I'll tell you only one type of pressure. I got to meet David Hasselhoff, guys.
We'll make sure that happens, Mark, all right?
Do you not have tickets
yet? Love you guys. I don't have tickets.
All right, just DM me your email, Mark.
I
got you.
Put him on hold. He's got tickets.
All right, we got you.
I don't know how Karate Mark's in that tickets.
Yeah, we got you.
All right, listen, it's been a lot of fun today.
It has been fun. Let's do it again tomorrow, shall we?
Yeah, Jamie and I will be on again tomorrow, filling in for Anthony and Jason. They're off for the rest of the week. And then Saturday morning we'll be on from 8 a.m. till noon. But we'll promote more of that tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to dive into some football tomorrow. I got the itch bad. Watching the Eagles-Bears playoff game on the NFL Network last night really gave me that itch. It's football season. It's go time.
Yeah.
And we'll dive into some of that and some more stuff tomorrow. There's a lot on the table.
And listen, thank you to Xfinity Live for hosting us today.
Absolutely.
We'll be back at the studio tomorrow, so we're not going to be hanging out next to the 18-wheelers that have been driving all day.
But thanks to Joe C and the engineering crew down here, the street teamers, all of that.
Yeah, seriously, all you guys and Pat Egan back at the studio, we appreciate it.
Way to not screw up, Pat.
He's not even. He's out on you. I said he sounded like my future wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's angry. Yeah. By the way, coming up next, the Mike Missanelli Show, and our handoff is at 2 o'clock. That's when the show is. By the way, our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia. This is my first time doing this. All right. Brought to you by Hand to Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. You'd think doing the show every day.
Yeah, you would think.
I would, yeah.
Pay attention.
But I never read it before.
Yeah.
All right.
Jamie.
Good job, buddy.
Great job.
Mike Missanelli's show is next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.